24th lesson. To tolerate or to put up with?
The phenomenon we described in the last chapter is not just confined to nouns.
The same process is used to transform verbs of classical origin into a combination of a simple verb and a preposition.
Thus, to tolerate will be used less frequently in everyday speech than to put up with. And to call in rather than to visit. Listen to these two people.
I can't put up with his selfishness any longer. He either changes his ways or I go.
Don't get so upset. Why don't you call in on your way back? Then we can have a drink and a chat.
Unfortunately, the choice of verb and preposition is sometimes arbitrary, to say the least.
Listen to the following examples and try to understand the meaning of the phrasal verb through the context which it is used in.
Government expenditure has been brought down considerably over the last 3 months in order to control inflation.
How are you making out at your new job?
Well, the manager is a bit of a slave driver, but otherwise it's fine.
After all the ups and downs of the last few weeks, share prices are beginning to pick up rapidly.
The United States has pulled its forces out of the area after a call from the UN Security Council.
The union is pushing for an increase in the basic wage and better overtime conditions.
Could you put the meeting off until 10 o'clock? I have to drop off my wife at the airport at 9.
If you want to stay for a couple of days, we can put you up in David's room. He's still at university.
You can't rule out the possibility that they will refuse to cooperate with the management.
We will round off this lesson with a story about Marilyn Monroe. A reporter asked her,
Marilyn, what do you put on at night?
The star answered coyly, My perfume.
Exercises.
She called in for a chat on her way home from work.
We've had a lot of ups and downs, but we're still married.
My new boss is a real slave driver, to say the least.
Could you drop me off at the station? I can't find a taxi anywhere.
You can't rule out the possibility of a stock market collapse.